Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you, God. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, Amen, amen. Here we go. I've entitled this evening's message, Love Has Been Perfected. Love has been perfected. And so we're going to finish up 1 John chapter 4. We're going to read verses 17 through 21. And then we're going to expound 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Amen. So let's first start off at the last portion of 1 John chapter 4, starting with verse 17. And it reads, Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but love casts out fear. Praise God. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Amen. So now let's read on to verse 20 through 21. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. Wow. God says that, doesn't he? For he whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Wow. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. Amen. Amen. So we're going to expand verses, and we're going to go now to verse 17. Let's look at that. Verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. You see, saints of God, because of this mutual indwelling of the Holy Ghost in us, praise God, God abiding inside of us believers, hallelujah, it's we now that will do greater works, hallelujah, in the times that we live in. How many of you believe that we are to do greater works?
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. And we are. We're to go beyond what Jesus has done. Remember, Jesus was just confined, hallelujah, in Jerusalem and in Tiberias and what's that town where they said, what good thing could come out of who? What? Nazareth, right? So he was confined in many places, but he told his disciples and his apostles, go into the world. And for 2,000 years, the gospel has come to us. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Now, the word perfect does not mean flawless, but mature. Okay? We are the mature in Christ. Amen? Praise God. And this perfection happens as each believer's relationship with God, who is love, continues to grow within us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, none of us will ever arrive until he arrives. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Once he arrives, then we have risen to that place of perfection, because we will be changed and we will be like him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so saints, Jesus' perfect love becomes free to work completely in through them. Can I get amen? He's working mightily in you. How many believe that he's working mightily in you? Oh, that's right. We're not the same we were a year ago. I hope you know that. Or 2 years ago, 3 years ago. How many of you have been walking for at least 10? Okay. For me, only but the grace of God, it's been 34 years walking with him. Amen? Hallelujah. Pastor, I think same around 34, 35, 28. Praise God. You see, saints of God, this perfect, mature love produces believers who will not be afraid on the day of judgment. Hallelujah. Why? Because we've been washed in the blood. We've repented of our sins. We can boldly now stand before Him. Hallelujah. Boldly yet humbly. Can I get an amen? When we came into this earlier, man, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, met us here. Can I get an amen? There's no other place to be in His presence. And so when judgment finally comes, hallelujah, we will stand boldly yet humbly before Him. Washed in the blood. Filled with the Spirit of God of promise. Can I get amen? And those who have followed Him will live with Him forever. How many can? Listen. Listen, this present age, this present body that we're living in is but temporal. It's but for a moment. So God has given us X amount of years to now carry out His will. And what did we pray for earlier? We prayed for our family, our friends. Hallelujah. Lord, that God will give them a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. Why? Because God is doing something mighty in our life. He's perfecting love in us. Can I get amen? He's doing it, not us. Come on, before we came to Christ, we were haters. Can I get amen? We were a bunch of haters in here. People looked at us wrong. We were going, what up? Oh, come on. We used to roll like that. Well, saints, the sentence we are like Christ here in this world seems perplexing. Why? Because it seems to mean that Christians are now completely like Christ. No, we're becoming like Him. None of us have arrived. Can I get amen?
Right.
And how many of you love what God is doing in your life?
Amen.
Oh, come on. Come on. Just go back. For some of you, I have to go 34 years back. But we all know when we were walking in those BC years. Can I get amen? And what God has done now.
Thank you, Lord.
He has flipped the switch. Hallelujah. We are no longer Mr. Hyde. You know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde? Come on. We're not Mr. Hyde no more. Can I get an amen?
Lord.
Praise God. So this statement says that God must have something to do with believers standing or position before God. And our position before God is being humble, yet standing boldly for Him. Paul said it best, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. First to the Jew, and then to the Gentiles. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And so, my friends, we need to understand that God transfers Jesus' righteousness to us believers. And it's an act called justification. Just to clear up, justification is when we stand before a holy God, He will look at you and I just as if we've never sinned. Can I get amen? And that's only because of the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Who can make me holy? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And thereby, saints, enabling us to stand before God with confidence. I want you to look at this scripture verse right up here that I found. Hallelujah. Found in Romans 3:22. Look at this. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who want. Believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being now, here it is, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It was the work on the cross. It was His redemption power upon our lives. We got to remember, we were dead in sin and in transgressions, and yet God made us come alive.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at this in verse 25. Whom God set forth as a propitiation, meaning a substitute by His blood. And look at this, it's through faith. To demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. Listen, when we came to the cross, I need you to catch this, because this is just like blaring at us right now. When we came to the cross, all the sins that we ever committed, He passed over them. He didn't hold us against any of them, right? And then He washed us and He set us free. And guess what? He has tossed our sins as far as the east is to the west.
Thank you, Lord.
And guess what? He remembers our sin no more. Can I get an amen? Only a holy God could do that. Oh, we remember what folks did to us, and we don't forget. But guess what? God forgets everything, all the transgressions we ever done. He does not remember them no more. Can I get an amen?
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 26. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier, the one who has faith in Jesus. It's all about having faith in Jesus. Can I get amen? So let's move on to verse 18 in 1 John chapter 4. Look at this. There is no fear in love. Can I get amen to that? Listen, let me just say this. As men and women of God, and the power that raised us up from the dead in our dead, sinful state, filled us with the Holy Ghost, and now we're walking in Christ, I have to ask this question to you and I. Why do we still sometimes have fear? Why? We should have confidence in what he's done in our life, what he's doing in our life, and what he's going to do in our life. Can I get an amen? And so here's the thing, that love casts out all fear. The love of God, the love that he has given us. When you guys walked in, you felt his presence.
Amen.
Amen? The Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is living inside us.
Yeah.
So he has cast out fear from among us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And yes, I know we are going to go through trials and we're going to go through situations of life. But I'm here to let you know, do not fear.
Amen.
Jesus always said time and time again, fear not, for I am here, right? Can I get amen?
Amen?
So let's go back to this scripture verse. Look at this. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. You catch that right there? See, when you've been made perfect in the love of God, come what may, I don't care what trial comes your way, you should be able to go, my God is able to deliver me. My God is able to sustain me. My God is able, hallelujah, to heal me. God is able to bring in the finances that I need. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to look unto Jesus,
right,
who is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
We need to have full confidence in him. Because you know what? One apostle that we can read, he was persuaded. What does persuaded mean? That means he was convinced. He said, I'm going to stand. Nothing's able to move me. Nothing's able to rock me from the position I'm in Christ. Listen, I'm here to tell us tonight, and those of you who are watching us on YouTube and Facebook, God has positioned you. God has declared blessings upon your life. And you need to walk, hallelujah, in the call. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And bind the devil that comes and try to dupe you in your mind. But Paul was persuaded. Oh, I have word right up here. Look at this. In Romans 8:38, he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Give God a shout of praise in that. Is he worthy?
Worthy.
Saints, fears that come our way is from Satan himself. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. And he wants to buffet you. He wants to tempt you to what? To doubt God. Remember, when God gives you victory in situations in your life, those are monuments in your life. You need to put a flag down. When God delivers you in something, you need to make that a memorial. Say, man, I'm putting that flag down right here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to remember what he did for me. Because if I see this again, I know he's able to deliver me again. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And you need to tell your brother and your sister and those who don't know Christ, He's able to deliver you. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Don't let the enemy try to defile your mind. Hallelujah. God has given us a mind of Christ. We have put on the mind of Christ. Can I get amen? Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's move on to verse 19. Look at this. We love Him because He first loved us. Saints, believers' love, whether for God or for others, is based on God's love for them. Can I get amen? Listen, let me just say this. For some of us that were really, I'm telling you, really deep in our BC years, we didn't know how to love. Remember I said we were haters, right, at one time. But until God quickened us, made us come alive, and then by a heart of repentance and by washing us in the blood of the Lamb, guess what takes place then? The love of God gets poured in. And now we can not only experience His love, but we can have that love manifested through us. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen? And once that love is manifested through you, you will make an impact on others. Why? Because they will see you loving on them. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen? People today need to see someone truly love them. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Yes, man. They can't see us honoring. Well, you know, and I'm looking this way and I'm looking that way. Hallelujah. And like I said last week in our Sunday mornings, if you can't help someone, someone can. Point them to get help. Can I get amen? Because sometimes it's beyond your capability. You can love them, but sometimes you get stuck. So there are other wonderful organizations and people that can help them. But point them there. Can I get amen? Don't forsake them. Point them there. Show them there's a better place for you. There's a better thing for you. God can deliver you here.
Amen.
My brother is a testament to it. Because I remember when Victor Outreach took him in. Hallelujah. A year and a half later, he came out a different Brother G. He was Brother G now. He wasn't the one trying to come to my house and wanted to take things from me. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, I know what you got, boy. I know what you got, boy. You're going to give it to me. I remember those days. Man, he used to always try to put fear in me. But you know what? Praise God. When God saved him, man, I was doing backflips in my mind. Man, God, thank you, God, for delivering him. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And guess what? There's people in your life, you're going to be thanking God for delivering them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus. Let's move on to verse 20. Hallelujah. In verse 20, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? Let me just say this for a moment, saints. You and I have never seen God face to face. Can I get amen? And yet, we love Him. We praise Him. We serve Him now. And how did that happen? By faith. By faith. Believing on the only name that could save us. Acts 4 and 12 says, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And what is that name? Jesus. Jesus is the only one. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You see, John the Revelator, once again, was probably quoting the spiritual elitists who boasted often of their relationship with God. You know, there's people that boast about their relationship with God. Until you see something truly happening in their life. And all of a sudden, guess what? Where's the love of God? And what comes out sometimes, the bleepity bleepity bleep, don't come back. If that person hates another Christian, see, this is very vital, what we're reading here in verse 20 right here. Because it's easy to read this and let it just gloss over. But has this connected in your heart? It says, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, God says, you're a liar. And he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Wow. Wow. Praise God. Listen, did you know that there are situations in the Word of God where we see this played out? We really see this played out. And so look what it says in 3 John 9 and 10. We're going to go there right now. Look at this. Look at this situation that was written down for our understanding. But this is someone, this was a hater in the church. A hater. His name was Diotrephes. Look at this. I wrote to the church. Look at this. This is John writing to the church. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, meaning he wanted to be all that and more. Look at this. Does not receive us. What? He doesn't receive none of the apostles, the disciples, the people of God. It was all about him. Look at this. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does. Look at this. Prating against us with malicious words. What? He was cursing them out. Bleepity, bleepity, bleep. You bunch of bleepity bleeps. Look at this. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Wow. Oh, man. Help us, Jesus. And guess what? There's folks like this still today. There's still folks like that today. And we need to pray. Can I get an amen? This is why we need to pray and fast and seek God. Let me just say, when God shows up like he did today, not only is he doing a work, but he's blessing us because he loves us with an everlasting love. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He loves you and I. Despite of ourselves, he loves us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And some of us can be treacherous at times. Some of us could be conniving. Some of us could be like Jacob. We learned that last night, Pastor. Huh? Some of us could be like Jacob and Laban and Rachel.
Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca. Yeah. They were all a bunch of connivers. Huh? And so, God is teaching us. We can't be like that. Aren't you so blessed for the instruction of God's Word? This is why you need to be in Bible study to understand these things. This is why, this is not a morning service where we just bring you a message. No, this is what, line by line, precept upon precept, breaking it down, learning these things, because we need to have the Word deeply inside of us. Why? So we're now to do the things of God because he tells us how to operate. That's correct, Deacon. That's correct. Instruction that's given by God. And some people don't want instruction. You ever come across, I already know. So I said, okay, here comes Brother Know-It-All. Here comes Sister Know-It-All. Oh, come on. You see, John says that such a person that acts like Diotrephes is a liar. And John explains very logically that if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we have not seen? Wow. Help us, God. Let's move on. Praise God. Let's move on to verse 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Praise God. Is that a blessing, saints? If a believer does not love his or her Christian brothers and sisters who are God's visible representatives, we are God's visible representatives. Can I get amen? How can that person possibly love the invisible God then? Wow. See, my friends, it's easy. It's easy to claim to love God when that love doesn't cost anything more than weekly attendance at religious services. My. But the real test, saints of God, of a person's love for God is how that person treats people right in front of him or her, family members, and fellow believers. Help us, God. Help us, God. Because we all know, there's folks that could get on our last nerve. Can I get an amen? And we're ready to bite their head off and chew them out. Oh, come on, we are. Jesus, help us. This is where we need the power of God. Can I get an amen? This is where we need to remember God's word. And God's word and his spirit is what bridles our tongue. Be slow to speak. That's right. Being slow. You know, I love our live service now because there was no one to talk to. I was just looking at a camera. Praise the Lord. I hope someone's watching. Hey, we're back here on Wednesday night. Can I get an amen? Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us, God. Man, when COVID hit, I had to just stand right there in front. Yeah. Man, I was looking for at least Chikuru to show up and bark at me. Jesus, help us. Amen. God is good, huh? Praise God. So now, we just actually completed 1 John chapter 4, 17 through 21. Now we're going to cross over for the next five verses, 1 John chapter 5, okay? So here we go. Let's read these right now for our learning and understanding. And it reads, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him, who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his what? Commandments. Okay, so there's instructions. Deacon Angel, you said it. Instructions are given by God and we are to adhere to them. Can I get amen? We're to embrace them. We are to say, God, okay, you said it. Then I'm going to believe it. And then now I'm going to apply it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at verse 3 right up here. Verse 3 through 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Aren't you so blessed? He don't put a yoke on us.
That's right.
Hallelujah. A yoke would be like this. Before you come on Sunday morning, I want you to go to Sweetwater's football field and run a couple laps. And then come to church. Come on. We couldn't even run a quarter of a lap. We'd be falling on our... I mean, that's a yoke. And when it... Whoa, what? See, God doesn't put no stipulations on us. He wants us to freely come and receive from him. Amen. And to be in his presence and to love us. Hallelujah. You know why? Because he knew the junk in the trunk already before he saved us. He knew we were knuckleheads before he saved us. Can I get amen? And so he came here to bless us. You need to understand he came to bless us. Look at this, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our what?
Faith.
Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So let's break down these verses and then we'll be done for this evening. Amen. So here we go. Verse 1 of 1 John chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him, is begotten of him. You see, saints, belief that Jesus is the Christ proves that a person is a child of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, come on. Back in the day, we didn't say Jesus was Lord.
No, we didn't.
We would go bleepity, bleepity, bleep, and then Jesus Christ would come out. Like the actors in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Bleepity, bleepity, bleep. And then Jesus Christ comes out. Look at this. Those who believe this, then love, that love the Father, and by extension of that love, it pours on His children, which is you and I. Can I get an amen? Christians are a part of God's family with fellow believers as brothers and sisters. You see, my friends, God determines who the other family members are. Believers are simply called to accept and love them. Why? Because they love God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Let's move on to verse 2 now. Verse 2 of 1 John chapter 5. And it reads, by this we know that we love, look at this, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Friends, how many are so blessed to know that? Because we keep His commandments, guess what? We start learning to love others. Oh, that's right. How many of you can honestly say, today, in real time, you're learning to love the one that you did not get along with before? Huh? Oh, come on. There was many. For me, there was many. Oh, yeah. And now, I can walk into their presence. And I can even walk up to them and give them a hug.
Yes, that's right.
And say, hello.
Yeah,
so good to see you. I haven't seen you in years. How you doing? You know why? Because the love of God is emulating from your life, from my life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We should be a sponge for God. Taking everything that God has for us and then wringing it out on others. Can I get amen? And I'm talking about the love of God.
Yeah.
The grace of God. God wants to see true love emulating for our life. You know why? Because that's when God can truly use you now.
Thank you,
when you learn to love, that's why you hear me say it all the time. Until I learned how to love Him, He didn't give me a beautiful wife like Sister Yolanda. Because if I didn't know how to love Him, how would He trust me with one of His daughters? And so when God is making that awesome thing in your life that's called perfecting His love in your life, and let me tell you, people will gravitate to you. You want people to gravitate to you? Show them the love of God, the grace of God. Show them the mercy of God. And guess what? Those are the ones that God will use you to lead them to Him. How many of you have that for soul winning? Come on. Not one person. God called us all to win. God, listen, when we, He put, you know what He put upon us? The commission. He commissioned us to go now and preach the gospel. And some of us, we did it early on. Some of us, it took a while to comprehend these things. And then, boom, we got it. And then there's no stopping us. Can I get amen? God works in our lives in so many different ways. And time, you got to remember, you have to be God's grace, God's time frame with other people. It's not like how He used you right away.
That's right.
You got to be patient with other saints, because God's working and doing something in their life. And then the next thing you know, they're going to be on fire like you are.
Amen. Yes.
You ever heard about catching a fish and you start scaling that fish, and if you scale too deep, it'll start bleeding, right? And that's what we want to do, is scale the folks that God has just saved. You got to look like this, and you got to do, you can't do that. You know what? Wait a minute. Just love on them.
That's right.
Be the example for them.
Right.
When they have the questions, then share the love of God. Yeah. Share what they need. But don't be one of these. And we're good at that. And so God, help us. Help us in that area. Can I get amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now, Let's move on to verse 3. We got three more verses. Look at this. For this is the love of God, that we keep His what? Commandments. And His commandments are not what? Burdensome. Aren't you so blessed He doesn't put a yoke on us? Man, praise God. You see, my friends, love for God and love for others do not exist alone in a believer. They must be accompanied by an act of obedience, by keeping His commandments. Can I get an amen? Loving God means keeping His commandments. If He speaks to you, and I don't know what He speaks to you, and you don't know what He speaks to me, but whatever He's speaking to us in an area of obedience, all of us need to take heed to His voice. Can I get an amen? I could tell you to stop doing that and stop doing that. And it'll probably go in one ear and out the other. But let me tell you, when God gets a hold of you, you'll listen. That's right. You'll listen. And this echoes what Jesus said to His disciples as recorded in the Gospel of John. Let's look at a couple of these scriptures that I found up here. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. In John 14:15, if you love me, what is He saying? Keep my commandments. And I believe everyone in this room, and those of you watching on Facebook and YouTube, as believers, we do our best to keep His commandments. Can I get an amen? Are we perfect? No. Will we fail Him? Yes. Do we miss the mark at times? Yes. But we don't stay there no more. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God picks us up and He washes us off and He says, come on, keep following me. Don't stay in that place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't let the devil deceive you that you're no good no more. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. That's a lie from the pit. God saved us with all the junk in our trunk. Can I get amen? He already knew what He was getting when He saved us.
That's right.
And so you know what you're made of. You know your limitations. You know your temptations. You know the things that sometimes you fumble the ball. He already knew that. But what He's saying is when you fall that in that area, turn to Him right away.
That's right.
Just turn to Him. Say, God, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me. Because I want to walk with You. I want to keep loving You. Please help me in those areas. And God will help every one of us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for God. Look at this. In John 14:21, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. You see, God has manifested himself to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? Let me just say this. It's not us keeping him. It's him keeping us. Woo, thank you, God. You catch that? He's keeping us. Thank you, God. Look at this in 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Look at verse 24. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. You see, I know that sometimes when we read these passages, yeah, we get convicted. But there are people that we're not going to mention up here that read this and it goes right over their head. Why? Because there's a lot of folks that want a Burger King life. They just still want to have it their way. Can I get amen? No matter what you say and do, no matter how many times they read what God's Word says, they choose not to obey. But praise God. All of us that are here and those of you watching that love God's Word, God is using you mightily. He's working through you. Hallelujah. Because we're the saints that I really believe that when we fail God, we confess our sins right away. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We don't wallow in the mire. Man, we get right back up and say, God, oh my gosh, help me, God. And guess what? He's there to help us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at this verse right here. John 14:31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from this place. Praise God. You see, saints, Jesus had one commandment for them, and that was what? Love one another. Love one another. And it says right up here in the Word, look at this. A new commandment I give to you, that you what? Love one another as I have loved you. That you also, what? Love one another. You got to remember who he called. Did he call people from the government? Did he call people from the Roman Empire? He called the common folks. He called fishermen that whose hands smelt like dead fish. And you know what that smells like. A tax collector he called. He calls all the misfits of life and used them mightily. Hallelujah. That's why God went through the highways and the byways and he found you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We weren't looking for him. He was looking for you. He was looking for me. Hallelujah. Because he said, I'm going to use you in mighty ways. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. And he's using all of you in mighty ways right now. Come on, give God a shout of praise. He's using you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And he's not done with us. Greater things are we going to do before he returns. Can I get amen? Amen? Hallelujah. We see the signs. We see that it's soon. But until then, man, let us keep doing what he's called us to do. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, my friends, this one command is not difficult. I hope you know that. In fact, it should be a delight to a believer to love the things of God. And guess what? God's in the people business.
Yes, he is.
If you don't love people, guess what? You may not even love God. But we got to learn how to love them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And there's some folks that are unlovable. Ooh, man. Man. Help us, Jesus. And he will. That's right. Come on. Come on. And he will, right? Come on, sister. Yes, right. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And look what God says in his word for us right here. Look at this. These things I command you that you love one another. Now, look what Matthew wrote. He wrote this. Come to me, all you who, what? Labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Just pause there for a moment. When you came to Christ for the first time, you know how downtrodden we were? You heard my testimony, $500 of crystal meth in my sock. I was so tore up. And yet God had mercy. Aren't you so blessed with the mercy of God? Look at this. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. And my what? Burden is light. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that?
Amen.
So let's move on to verse 4. And it reads, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world is what? Our faith. Verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Praise God. So saints, every child of God has the power that defeats this evildoer in this world. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We've been empowered by God. Don't listen. When you pray for someone, just because they don't get healed right then and there, doesn't mean there's no power.
That's
right. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, we want to have the foot grew back moment. No. Let me just say this. When you operate in faith and you pray for someone, God's at work.
Yes,
God's at work. I don't know if you recall, but when we were in the temple at Temple Beth Shalom, it went on the news, on Channel 10 News and many other news outlets. But there was a man in a coma. And me and Brother Felipe went to go pray for that man. And Homebucket knew this guy. So this is how we got in. And I remember the ER people in the ICU, I think it's called ICU, they didn't want us to go in there. And so we had to beg, borrow, and not steal, but we were just, come please, God sent us here to pray. So they actually let us in. And they had a nurse right there watching us. And me and Brother Felipe went on each side of this man, and we laid hands, and we did what the books say to do. Just come by faith.
That's right.
Believe God's going to do the miraculous. We laid hands, and we were praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah, man. And the Holy Spirit filled that little room that he was in with all the gadgets on him.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And yeah, we wanted to see that 4th of July moment that he would just rise up right there. But we did what we were supposed to do. And we left it alone. And within hours,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God raised them up. Hallelujah. And these doctors said, this is a miracle. Because he had no brain. What do you call it? No activity. They are about ready to pull the plug. Hallelujah. We need to speak to that situation. God is able to raise up Carlos right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of death. Hallelujah. We come against that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of death right now. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I've come to give life and life more abundantly. And so, hallelujah, we ask God to touch him right now where he's at. Hallelujah. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Raise him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he would glorify you. He would magnify you. Hallelujah. Let it be a Lazarus experience, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. And I'm praying right now for those that are watching right now. You need a miracle in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to, hallelujah, cry out to God. Hallelujah. And God's able to move the mountain. Hallelujah. God's able to do the miraculous in your life. But all you need is to have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. And he will move that mountain for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever think and ask and hope for. Hallelujah. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hey, shakarabo kikarabasa. In the name of Jesus. Woo, in the name of Jesus. Come on, give God a shout of praise in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here right now. The Holy Ghost is here right now. The Holy Ghost is here right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not just speaking to a camera no more. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says where two or three are gathered in his midst, I am in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to do a radical work in our life. Hallelujah. God wants to do something mighty in your life right now. Hallelujah. If you're there with family, lay hands on them right now. Pray for them right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, speak those things. Hallelujah. As if they were not, so that they become so. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak to your loved one. Hallelujah. That has rebelled. Hallelujah. Speak to those. Hallelujah. That don't know God. In the name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need another encounter of the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We spoke his word. Now God, do your word. Hallelujah. Perform your word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, shut up, oh, cold. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Woo, thank you, God. Man, I feel his presence. Hallelujah in this place. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your word, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm praying right now for those of you, hallelujah, that are logged in right now. And maybe you logged in and never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. God is saying right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that God wants to do a miracle in your life right now. And all you have to do is have the faith the size of a mustard seed to move that mountain. Many of you have mountains in your lives right now, and God is able to move them. God is able to do miraculous things in your life, and it's all by your faith. Hallelujah. We came this evening by faith. Hallelujah. To receive what you would have for us. That we would leave this place knowing that we met God here. And God wants to meet you where you're at right now. And if you've never given your heart, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that God will do the miraculous in your life. Bow your heart and your head and pray with me by faith. And pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you, hallelujah, and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Man, I'm telling you, hallelujah. I haven't felt this joy in a while on a Wednesday night. Hallelujah. I'm no longer speaking to just a camera. Hallelujah. But the saints of God are here tonight. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, we're looking forward to seeing you Sunday morning at 10. Come on. Another live in-person service here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. And so be blessed. Hallelujah. Be high and lifted up by God. And I'm going to leave you our benediction. And our benediction goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom, his peace, in Jesus' name. We love you. God bless you. And we'll see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.